Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
The April unemployment number is very likely the worst number you're going to ever see in your entire lifetime. Add to that, we are in a deep economic hole. So how can you use the new tax relief law that just happened to keep more money in your pocket right now, even if you've already filed your taxes? Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and it's so great to be with you this morning. I have a great show planned for you today. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the jingle, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. And that's because I run a financial planning firm and happen to be a practicing attorney. We're live in the studio right now, actually broadcasting out of my house. You can probably hear the echo. I've heard that. Thank you very much. But we're doing the best we can, and I really appreciate you tuning in and supporting the show and being there for us week after week. I think this is like week 8 now. We've been doing it out of the home here. But anyways, it looks like things are getting better. We're getting back to work and opening things back up. We're going to still be living with the virus, obviously. But hey, if you have a question, maybe something's on your mind, go ahead and call this number right now. You know what it is, 808-KNBR. Again, the number to call if you have a question, 808-5627. You can talk to my man Kevin there, who will see what we can do to help you. 808-5627. You can always tweet me a question, too, anytime, 24 hours a day, at PYA Radio. Again, it's at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So you've probably already heard the tax filing deadline this year has been pushed back to July 15th. But did you know there's a bunch of different things that come with that? It's not just July 15th. And so I've been getting a lot of questions. There seems to be a lot of confusion caused by all the changes in the tax filing deadlines. I got questions like this. Like, if you already filed your taxes, do you really get any benefit from this? And what about your quarterly estimates? Are they delayed? Can you also add money to your IRA or HSA account later this year as well? And how about this one? How do you take up to $100,000? You heard me right, $100,000 out of your IRA and pay zero tax on that? Well, there's so many questions, and we have all the answers to these this morning. So I'm going to share with you 5 things you need to know about filing your taxes this year. And if you've already filed, well, there's some little wrinkles in there that you may want to still take advantage of. So it's going to be a great show. Tune in for the entire hour as we bring you all this new data. Well, as always, there's always a bunch of confusion caused by all the changes in tax filing deadlines. And I've been getting a lot of questions about this. So one of the ones was like, if you've already filed your taxes, do you get any benefit from this? And how about this one? What about your quarterly estimates? Are they delayed? Or can you add money to your IRA and HSA later this year as well? Well, to get the biggest benefit, you need to know what they are. So that's why today I'm stepping through the 5 most important things you should know about the new tax filing deadlines. Even if you've already filed your taxes, there's still several changes that impact you that you could take advantage of. So, you know, let's look at the boring stuff here. You've got this notice that came out from the IRS. If you want to go look it up yourself, you can. The notice number is 20, so it's 2020-23. This is the notice that came out. This is from the IRS. And this is what practically extended the deadline to file our returns to July 15, 2020. Okay, great. We all kind of heard that. But who's covered by this? One of the questions I got, is it just individuals? No, it turns out that if you have a trust, an estate, a corporation, even a unincorporated business entity, this applies to you. So you can extend any of those out to July 15th. What about a gift tax return, the 709 that you file if you're trying to gift assets to your kids or maybe to charities? That also has been pushed out to July 15th. So perhaps if you're thinking about doing some charitable gift planning right now, you may have some stocks that have appreciated in value and you'd like to get a tax deduction. I'll be talking about that a little later about how that one works because that's been changed as well. This could be a great time to take advantage of that. Do some planning right now between now and July 15th to figure out how to really lower your taxes next year when you have to pay them. So this is one area that a lot of people just aren't sure about and don't know how to take advantage of it. Now, what if you or your spouse has an IRA and you've been adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic? This is the big question. Have you been adversely affected? What does that mean? Well, I'm just going to tell you right now that the IRS has not really given specific guidance on what that exactly means. There is some text in this about what they're saying it could mean, but usually they interpret this a little bit later in regulation. So we're going to wait and see what that says. But listen to that language. If you've been adversely affected, well, I know I have. Have you? So I think most people have. And if you have, then this arguably could apply to you. So why should you care? Well, if you have a retirement account like an IRA, I'm going to keep this really simple. I'm going to call a distribution out of your IRA under this new CARES Act called a CVD. Okay, so we'll call them a CVD. And you can take up out of your account up to $100,000. That's right. You heard me right. You can take that $100,000, up to $100,000 CVD out of your IRA totally tax-free. What? Yeah. You can put that money back in the IRA within 3 years of your withdrawal date, and you treat the withdrawal and the contribution as a tax-free rollover. That's how it works. And you're hearing me right. This is tax-free. So in effect, this CVD drill allows you to borrow up to $100,000 from your IRA, and you can repay the amount or amounts anytime you like up to 3 years later. Right. And there's no limitations on what you can use CVD funds for during this three-year period of time. So let's walk through this. What does that mean to you? Well, let's just say right now that you're cash strapped, that your job hasn't come back, that you're looking to pay your bills. And let's face it, the $1,200 didn't really change your life. Well, here's a way where you could use that money up to $100,000 to pay the bills and put it back later when your job comes back and you're able to start to pay that back. And you can do it over 3 years. What about your adult kids? What if they need help? A lot of graduate students right now, I've been hearing about this, a lot of graduate students who are stuck right now have been really hitting up our food banks. Apparently, they can't even pay their rent. They can't get food. And so if your child is out there trying to make it, you could use this IRA CVD money to help your child out. You could also use it to pay down your home equity line of credit. Let's say you've got an interest rate on that HELOC that's higher than it should be. A lot of folks I've been talking to who've been trying to refinance their houses right now, they can't do it because the bank's requiring that they have a year's worth of savings in the account to pay back that loan. So if you don't have that kind of money, and let's say your HELOC is, 4% or more, well, here's a way to pull that money out, pay that HELOC down, and then not have to pay that 4% and have basically a zero cost loan for up to 3 years. What about this? I don't know about you, but right now your kitchen, your bathroom, is it feeling a little tired? This could be a great way for you to remodel that kitchen or the bathroom. Also, you can invest the money in the stock market and hope to collect low tax, long-term gains. That's also something very fascinating as opposed to ordinary income. So you can take one or more CVDs up to the $100,000 limit, and they can come from different IRAs. They don't have to come from one IRA. The three-year recontribution period for each CVD begins on the day after you receive it. You can make your recontributions in a lump sum, or you can just make multiple recontributions in the form of payments, just like maybe you're doing now on other loans you might have. You can contribute to one or several IRAs, and they don't have to be the same account that you took the CVD out of in the first place. So again, a lot of confusion here, but as long as you just kind of follow the path, it's not that difficult. And as long as you recontribute the entire CVD amount within the three-year window, the whole deal is treated as a tax-free IRA rollover transaction, or you can do it as a series of tax-free rollover transactions. And get this, if you're under age 59 and a half, you don't have to pay that 10% penalty tax that, as you know, usually applies when you take early IRA withdrawals. They don't apply to the CVD. So if your spouse owns one or more IRAs in his or her own name, then they're possibly eligible to do the same CVD transaction. So now you're talking maybe $200,000. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say your quarterly estimates were due April 15th and then June 15th. Is that true? And later in the show, we're going to share how you could earn a big tax break and how the IRS has provided more time to put more in your IRA and HSA. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
How healthy is your retirement plan? From record highs to historic losses in a matter of days, the impact of the coronavirus has been felt around the world. If COVID-19's effect on the market has you worried, David Hollander, the Sandman, and his team at the Liberty Group LLC are offering you a complimentary review of your retirement portfolio. And if you don't already have a retirement plan, they can help you create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings when the market drops. Call 866-PROTECT to schedule a complimentary visit or virtual meeting to help make sure your retirement savings are built to last through down markets today and in the future. Call the Liberty Group now to give your retirement plan a checkup. 866-PROTECT. That's 866-PROTECT. Magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. I hope you like the music today. The financial investing world can be so complex, so intimidating, so much so that people are frozen. And they end up making some pretty bad mistakes or just missing out on all the good things that are out there. So the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We have solutions for you that educate you so you can make the best possible financial decisions, even in the environment we're in today. So today I am sharing with you five things you need to know about filing your taxes this year. And I know there's been some recent changes, so we're going to go over those this morning. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say. So here's when they say. They say that your quarterly estimated tax payments, you know those ones every quarter, that you need to make them by April 15th. Is that true? Well, no, not really. Here's what happened. And this is where this is going to get a little bit confusing. So your first quarter 2020 estimated income tax payments, as you know, typically are due April 15th. And this year, they have been pushed out to July 15th, 2020 for your first quarter. Now, what about the second quarter? Because the second quarter was due and will be due June 15th, right? Wrong. So that's been pushed out as well to July 15th. So what I don't want to see happen, and this happens a lot of times as you start to throw these dates out there, is people get behind. And so what's going to happen is you're going to wait and you're going to try and make maybe two payments July 15th, which may be too burdensome on you. So I want you to think about that for a minute, because then what happens? Well, then we've got September. And then when we've got September coming, you've got another payment that you need to make. So this is a time where you need to just think about this as you start to make your payments. So I'm going to say what I would recommend you do is just know what the dates are. Just make sure that you are aware of them and that you have done everything you can to make sure that you're not running into trouble. And that's basically it. So just know that they've pushed the dates on the 1st and 2nd to July 15th. And that's that. And you're still going to have your September coming up on the 15th like normal. So here's why there's another big deal in this when it comes to charities. And here's what happened. You may remember back to 2017, they had the tax reform law, which nearly doubled the standard deduction that Americans can take when they itemize their returns. But with the coronavirus crisis upon us, we're going to need help from churches, food pantries, and other charitable organizations more than ever to climb our way back to normal, particularly as this large group of unemployed people, I mean, think about this, the largest group of unemployed people right now are those people who really need help right now the most. And so food, paying your rent, just basic necessities are starting to get tapped. And there's organizations out there, even locally in the Bay Area, that really help these communities. I'm sure a lot of you know who they are. Maybe you support them. Maybe you participate and help out there. We do that quite a bit. So here's a way where under this new CARES Act that there's some really meaningful benefits, particularly if you're trying to help out. So here's what's going on. To encourage more charitable giving in 2020, the recently enacted CARES Act says that if you take the standard deduction on your 2020 tax return, the one that you're going to file in 21, you can claim a brand new above-the-line deduction of, get this, up to $300 for cash donations to charities you make that year. Now, this is above the line. That's different. That doesn't usually happen where it's above the line. So here's a way where you can take $300, if that's what you'd like to do, up to $300, and really help somebody out. This is brand new, and it encourages you to give, say, $300, up to $300, to a local food bank. I know in my case, Alameda Food Bank, they could use it. So if you itemize, say, on Schedule A of your tax return, then you can claim the deduction for this charitable donation. Prior to the CARES Act, the amount you could deduct for a cash contribution was limited to 60% of your adjusted gross income, but that's changed now. In fact, this is pretty incredible. The CARES Act lifted the 60% of adjusted gross income for cash donations made in 2020 to 100%. You heard me right, 100% of AGI. So that means that you could deduct way more of your charitable cash contribution this year. So think about that. If you've been thinking about trying to donate funds to a charity, this is a way right now where you could do just that. And like I said earlier, if you're going to be using some of your unified credit to do that,
that's where the Form 709 would come in, and you would want to use bigger amounts of money to do something right now. So this is where, you know, again, you may have some low cost of stock out there that you want to know what to do with. You're not sure. You know, there's a big capital gain in that. And this is a way where maybe you could take some of those assets right now, particularly in the technology world, where the stocks have come back up again, and maybe move some of that over and maybe really help out some of these organizations in the around the Bay Area that really need it right now. So realize this, if you're going to try and do that through a donor advised fund, that won't work. So you're going to have to give this directly to that entity that you're trying to benefit. And you'll see, obviously, the results when you do that, which is great. John D. Rockefeller said this, "The surest way to accumulate wealth is to not pay tax on income you're not using." Are you taking advantage of all the new Roth and IRA loopholes that just came out? Well, if you're not, I'm going to share with you what they are when I come back. You are listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And today's episode of Protect Your Assets is especially for you because at the Liberty Group, we are a family-owned, family-run business here in the Bay Area. Been doing this now for, seems like a long time. It's almost 29 years, 28 years. We help our clients by integrating investments with tax planning and legal issues like estate planning and long-term care. And that's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency and efficiency when it comes to dealing with the courts can really be the best kind of plan when it's designed to save you money. And so I always ask the question, do you want an average plan or do you want the best plan for you? We're more available than ever right now. And so with this new CARES Act that just came out, these new tax law changes, the best thing you can do is try and plan smart. That's why we do with our clients proactively. We are available and we talk about these sort of issues all the time and they like it. So this is what we've been doing. Think about it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return or helped you understand how to take advantage of this new July 15th date? Isn't that interesting? Think about that for a moment. You're listening to my show right now so you can understand how tax reform is going to impact you, your bank account. And right now, if you look at the CARES Act, there's over 800 plus pages in that thing. And so if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation, if they aren't asking to review your tax return, well, maybe that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment person doesn't understand what you're paying in taxes? I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this now for quite some time, you cannot have an investment strategy that is truly efficient if you're not integrating that sort of tax situation every single year. It's just that simple. It's kind of like a radiologist, a doctor, who is trying to look at your x-ray or a CAT scan and tries to tell you where the tumor is. That's impossible. How are they going to do that if they can't see it? Well, that brings me to our next item, which is you've been listening to me for some time. How would you like to interact with us live? Well, what we've been doing because of this pandemic is we've been doing virtual workshops, and we actually have one coming up this Thursday. It's going to be this Thursday at 3:30, and you can register for that. We've really had a lot of great questions. Last week, I did one on long-term care and got a lot of good questions about that, and this has been great. So if you'd like to participate in our virtual webinar, where you can literally log on. We can have a conversation, and it's a group setting. So we can all be together, but obviously not have, you know, the what do they call it, the particles flying around, which is great. This is a way to do it. So feel comfortable and feel like you can just go ahead and do it. How do you do it? Well, you go to our website. We've designed a special website just for this, PYA Events. Again, that's PYAEvents.com. I'd like to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Joy Frost. Joy, hope you're doing well. Lynette Jones, David Hanafy, Mary Clements, Lauren Edelman, and Earl Stahl. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you guys have an excellent birthday week. So this morning, we've been talking about the CARES Act. As you know, the CARES Act was just passed. It is now the law. It's now pumping a lot of money into the economy, which is really helping keep things afloat. It's trillions of dollars, as you know. But one of the biggest things to come out of the CARES Act is tax reform. And so if you missed any of our show today, we've been going over the five things you need to know about this new CARES Act tax reform. And I've been going through them this morning. So if you missed it, go to PYA Radio, PYARadio.com, and download my podcast. It's a great podcast, and go check it out, PYARadio.com. But we've been talking about this all morning, and I want to bring you the last couple items here you need to know about, which is IRAs and HSAs. Do you have one? Do you have an IRA or do you have an HSA? Well, if you don't, you can now start one. And you should, because these sort of accounts can let you put away money out of your tax check, out of your, sorry, your income check, tax deferred, meaning that you won't have to pay taxes on it this year. And you can do that right now up until July 15th, even if you didn't do it before April 15th when you filed. So if you've already filed your tax return, you think everything's all done there, well, maybe it shouldn't be, because maybe you could get some money back from the government. How? You could take advantage of this HSA, this IRA tax loophole, I'll call it, that now is out there. Now lets you do this up until July 15th. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team today for putting together another great show. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there answering the phone right now, Claire, Phil, and Felicia, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. And go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman. All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.